第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Alice, have you got a map of San Francisco? I'd like to find a wonderful place to eat something delicious.
How about Chinatown, David? I heard lots of nice Chinese restaurants are located there. And it's not far from here.
Text 2.I wish we could have a different vacation this year. Going to Colorado is a good choice. I can try snowboarding there.
But you used to hate cold weather. Why not go somewhere warm, such as the beach?
Text 3.This is a job where you need to work 4 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Do you have any problems with that?
I was wondering if I could have Sunday free, but I really need the job. So, just tell me what exactly I will do.Text 4. Did Henry call to tell whether he would come back home for dinner?
Yes, but he said he would be late and that there was no need to wait for him.
Text 5. Oh my gosh, I'm exhausted.We have been packing these boxes for 4 hours. Isn't it time to call it a day?
I know. Let's stop right now and continue it tomorrow morning.
Good idea. These orders are not that urgent.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读2遍。
听第六段材料，
回答第六至第七2个小题。现在你有10秒钟的时间阅读这2个小题。
Text 6. Betty, hi.
Hi, Rod.
Do you usually go to office by car?
Usually, but not in awful weather.
Why?
The road worsens when it rains or snows.
I prefer to take the train. It's much faster for me than driving.
Actually, it's faster for me, too. But sometimes the time is inconvenient.
That's the case, but consider all that you can do on the train. Read a book or the newspaper.
Or check my mailbox. Oh no, my workday is already long enough.
Text 6. Betty, hi.
Hi, Rod.
Do you usually go to office by car?
Usually, but not in awful weather.
Why?
The road worsens when it rains or snows.
I prefer to take the train. It's much faster for me than driving.
Actually, it's faster for me too, but sometimes the time is inconvenient.
That's the case, but consider all that you can do on the train. Read a book or the newspaper.
Or check my mailbox. Oh no, my workday is already long enough.
Text 7. Don't you think the car we saw yesterday would be a good deal?
Yes, but you'd better ask someone who knows cars to have a look just to be certain.
Robert is a car lover, and he offered to check the car this morning.
It was wise of you to think of that in advance. Then, what's the price?
Well, I made a bargain with the salesman, and he finally accepted the discounted price I asked.
That's good. How would you pay for it?
I've saved up enough money, so I think I will pay in cash.
Good. Why not let me go with you to make the payment and then drive the car home for you?
It's so kind of you. Thus, things would be much easier for me.
You're welcome. Let's go take care of that right now.
Text 7. Don't you think the car we saw yesterday would be a good deal?
Yes, but you'd better ask someone who knows cars to have a look just to be certain.
Robert is a car lover, and he offered to check the car this morning.
It was wise of you to think of that in advance. Then, what's the price?
Well, I made a bargain with the salesman, and he finally accepted the discounted price I asked.
That's good. How would you pay for it?
I've saved up enough money, so I think I will pay in cash.
Good. Why not let me go with you to make the payment and then drive the car home for you?
It's so kind of you. Thus, things would be much easier for me.
You're welcome. Let's go take care of that right now.
Text 8.
Life is stressful. So is being away from home for college. There are pressures from study, as well as the pressure on your pocket. Now we're in a university to do an interview. Excuse me, may I ask you a few questions?
Go ahead, please.
What do you think of the living expenses in the city?
Everything is expensive, including clothing, housing, and transport.
Then what's it that you spend most money on?
I enjoy traveling, so I think it should be transport. As for food, it's quite cheap, as I cook myself most of the time. Besides, my clothes here are all brought from my home, and they're nice and cheap. But every month, I have to spend over $400 on the trains.
Then how's your social life?
I'm very active and outgoing. I love hanging out, chatting with my friends, and meeting new people. But I don't drink nor smoke, so the only expense is perhaps the admission fees to the cinemas clubs, and so on.
Text 8. Life is stressful. So is being away from home for college. There are pressures from study, as well as the pressure on your pocket. Now we're in a university to do an interview. Excuse me, may I ask you a few questions?
Go ahead, please.
What do you think of the living expenses in the city?
Everything is expensive, including clothing, housing, and transport.
Then what's it that you spend most money on?
I enjoy traveling, so I think it should be transport. As for food, it's quite cheap, as I cook myself most of the time. Besides, my clothes here are all brought from my home, and they're nice and cheap. But every month, I have to spend over $400 on the trains.
Then how's your social life?
I'm very active and outgoing. I love hanging out, chatting with my friends, and meeting new people. But I don't drink nor smoke. So the only expense is perhaps the admission fees to the cinemas, clubs, and so on.
Text 9. Simon, have you made the time for the next meeting? If not, what about October 12th? That's after the trade exhibition.
But we have something else to do on that day, Amanda.
Oh, yes, I forgot. The people from head office are coming.
What time is their plane due to arrive? Can we have the meeting in the morning?
I'm afraid not. Everything is arranged. I'm picking them up at 10, so you see, I won't be available the whole day.
In that case, let's have the meeting earlier in October, then. The trade exhibition finishes on the 4th, doesn't it?
Yes, but the meeting needs Alan's sales report for the meeting. How's it going?
I'm afraid Alan hasn't begun the job yet. The figures won't be in place till next week.
Will he get it ready early in October?
Not really. He said that he would finish them by October 10th.
Then let's make the week starting the 17th. What about 2 o'clock on that day?
I think that's okay. Let's meet here again then.
Text 9. Simon, have you made the time for the next meeting? If not, what about October 12th? That's after the trade exhibition.
But we have something else to do on that day, Amanda.
Oh, yes, I forgot. The people from head office are coming.
What time is their plane due to arrive? Can we have the meeting in the morning?
I'm afraid not. Everything is arranged. I'm picking them up at 10, so you see, I won't be available the whole day.
In that case, let's have the meeting earlier in October, then. The trade exhibition finishes on the 4th, doesn't it?
Yes, but the meeting needs Alan's sales report for the meeting. How's it going?
I'm afraid Alan hasn't begun the job yet. The figures won't be in place till next week.
Will he get it ready early in October?
Not really. He said that he would finish them by October 10th.
Then let's make the week starting the 17th. What about 2 o'clock on that day?
I think that's okay. Let's meet here again then.
Text 17.
现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Text 10. Hello, everyone. Today, I'd like to share with you a true story of mine. One day, my friends and I had just finished dinner at a restaurant when it began to rain heavily. When it became lighter, I decided to brave the rain to get car and go home. It was parked 3 blocks away. My friends advised me not to go because at that time, I was due to give birth in 2 months. I made a promise that I'd be very cautious. One of them wanted to accompany me, but I insisted she stay with other friend who needed help with her baby. When I made my way to the first crossroads, a cab stopped beside me, and a young man with an umbrella got out, telling me he would walk with me to where I would go. I was embarrassed and refused, but he insisted. During our walk, he kept reminding me to walk slowly. When arriving at the car park, I thanked him and we parted. I did not ask for his name and may not even recognize him now. Did he purposely stop for me? It will never be known. Text 10. Hello, everyone. Today, I'd like to share with you a true story of mine. One day, my friends and I had just finished dinner at a restaurant when it began to rain heavily. When it became lighter, I decided to brave the rain to get car and go home. It was parked 3 blocks away. My friends advised me not to go because at that time, I was due to give birth in 2 months. I made a promise that I'd be very cautious. One of them wanted to accompany me, but I insisted she stay with other friend who needed help with her baby. When I made my way to the first crossroads, a cab stopped beside me, and a young man with an umbrella got out, telling me he would walk with me to where I would go. I was embarrassed and refused, but he insisted. During our walk, he kept reminding me to walk slowly. When arriving at the car park, I thanked him and we parted. I did not ask for his name and may not even recognize him now. Did he purposely stop for me? It will never be known.
听力部分到此结束。